Welcome everybody to the moment we've all been waiting for. We are starting Hilchos Shnayim, Ochuz and Halacha Lemaisa. Yes, that's what it said on the poster. Yes, that's what I've been advertising this whole time. But now we're actually starting. So let's begin. We are on Simon Kuf Lamed Ches. Kuf Lamed Ches, 138. Gematria Chelek, as in portion, as in two people both claiming that they have a portion in a talis. Here we go, Halacha 1. And actually, let's read the title here of the Shulchan Aruch, because it's interesting. Din Shnayim Ha'ochuz and Betalis, the halacha of two people holding on to a talis. By the way, talis doesn't necessarily mean prayer shawl here. It just means like a drapey, you know, like a sheet, whatever, that type of thing. The chaluk and alav, and they argue, or toga, they argue about it. So it's not just, when we get all excited, Shnayim Ha'ochuz and two people holding on to a talis, but really it's two people holding on to a talis and arguing about the ownership. Right? Kol and Arim, a whole bunch of people hold up a talis. That's not a problem. That doesn't go into Shulchan Aruch. We're only dealing with this because they're arguing. Bo ches se'ifim, we have eight se'ifim here. So let's begin with the first one. Shnayim she'yu ochuzin b'kli echad. Two people who are holding a kli, a vessel, an object. Notice it doesn't say a talis. Oh, she'yu rochavim agabe behema. The key, we're going to see a lot of cases where it's basically two people holding something in a way that you can see that they've done a kinyan. They have actual halachic ownership. If they're just standing next to something and looking at it, that doesn't count here. We're talking about two people both actually holding on to something, and the case is going to be when both people holding on to something, so they both have a chazaka, and they're going to come to court, each one is going to say that it belongs to them. So shnayim shehi ochuzin b'kli, two people holding on to a vessel, echad, o shehi rochvim al gabe behema, or they were riding on one animal, achas one animal, ayin lo kamane zerochvim akona. It's a side issue. Let's just assume they're riding in a practical, simple way. Or one guy is riding the animal and one guy is leading the animal. Oh, alternatively, Yoshvim Bitsad Arima Shalchitin. They're standing or sitting next to, I don't think sitting here is Davka, they're next to a pile of wheat, Hamunachim Besimta, which is placed in a simta, which is some sort of in-between area, a hefkervelt, if you want to translate it that way, a place where people can acquire things just by standing next to them and using a kinyan of dalet amos, the kinyan of four amos, which is something we're going to learn about. It's going to be quite interesting. O b'chatzer shel shneihem, or both of their chatzer, so they have a kinyan chatzer. The point is basically that everybody has a kinyan here. I'm going to keep reading in the Mechaber. I'm going to skip the parentheses until we finish the sentence. Ze omer hakol shali, v'ze omer hakol shali. And this one says it's all his, and this one says it's all his. So we can have, let's just say, Shimon and Garfunkel, the two of them standing together, holding this object, or both riding it, or one riding it, one leading it, or both kinyan chatzering, either way. And they're both saying it's all theirs. Now the caveat, in the parentheses that we just skipped from the Rivash, is that let's say it's not both, they don't both own the chatzer. Rather, one really owns the chatzer, and the other one is kind of just like staying with him, crashing at his house. So as we'll read, I'll just read it. Mihu im habayis shel achad, if however the bayis belongs to one guy, olakachas chavero etzlo, but he took his friend with him, meaning he let someone stay by him, the chaluk imaon achasim shebabayis, and now they're arguing on the stuff in the house. Who does it belong to? So then we say, no, this whatever this din's going to be, does not apply. That just follows the chazaka of the person who actually has the house, meaning the guy staying there, the guest, we can call him. The guest doesn't have any claim, and we'll just say whatever it is belongs to the host. But here, in our case that we're trying to deal with, Kuf Lamed Ches Aleph, if you remember it as Chelek Aleph, it's the first part of Simon Kuf Lamed Ches. If for some reason you need a mnemonic for that, then we will say the following. We will say that both of them are going to have to swear, and they're going to both have to take a shavua. And as we see here, benikitas chayfetz, which is serious, okay, they're going to take a shavua, and the shavua is going to be a little complicated. We're going to see exactly how it plays out. But the bottom line is, if both of them swear that they both, the bottom line is they both swear that they have half of it, then they're going to just split the object because that's all we can do. If, however, one of them is not willing to swear, then the other one can take it. And if neither of them want to swear, then they're going to split it. That's the bottom line. Now I'm going to read it, and then I'll explain the complicated part. So, kol echad mehem nishba, each one of them swears, mekidas chayfetz, sheyesh lo b'zeh hadavar, that he has some ownership in this object, v'she'en lo ba pachos michetziyav, and he does not have less than half. So that's a double shvua. I'm going to explain that in a moment. But the bottom line is that he does have half. And now that they both swore that they do have half, therefore they will split it. Let's say one said, "Listen, man, I'm not swearing because that swearing is very serious. That's something we're going to see beginning above him and see, and it's just good to know for life." But the Gemara says that when Hashem had talked about the concept of Shavuos Shav, the world shook. Maral explains that at great depth. But this idea that we have to be very serious about our Shavuos and we should really try not to do them, try not to promise even. So here, for people to really do a shvuah b'nechitas chayfetz is really scary. So one guy might say, "Listen, it's not worth the talus, even though it really is my talus. So I'm not going to swear. You swear, you take it." And then the other guy's, "So fine, it works." The imgam sheni inarotza. What if neither of them want to swear? Because again, this is really serious. Lishava chokin below shvuah. Then they split it without a shvuah. So what's this idea that, again, simple? What's this idea that they both swear that they have part of it, but they don't have less than half? So first I'll tell you, the Torah and the Rambam just leave it out, as the Mefarshim point out here. The Sma and some other Mefarshim also wrote the Drisha. They just leave it out, and they just say bottom line is that they swear they don't have less than half. But here's the point. Bottom line, as the Sma explains, they can't say that they have all of it, because in the end of the day, the way we're going to split it is we're going to split it. Each one's going to walk away with half. So we don't want the guy swearing that he has all and then walking away with half, because that's not legitimate. That just looks really bad. We also don't want him swearing that he does have half, because what he said already, he said he has all. And now we're going to have him swear to something that's not going to sound true. He says he owns the full talus. And now we're going to have him swear, "Oh, you own half the talus?" Right? That's a problem. So that's also no good. So therefore, what they have to swear is that they don't have less than half. And if they swear that they do not have less than half, memela, we're covered. Memela means automatically. Because now we're going to see, it's not anymore an untruth compared to what they were saying. Because even though they really do have all, but having all is included in saying I don't have less than half. And there's no problem of them saying that they swore all of it, And then only taking half of it, because they never said all of it. They only said not less than half. So it comes out that their words, A, both reflect what they meant initially, and B, their words play out lemaisa, and we do the thing that they said. So that's why we do it that way. The question is, why do you also have to add in this idea? They do have part of it, and they do not have less than half. What's that? So that's because, theoretically, this is what the Sma says. So here's the problem. If they say that they don't have less than half, let's say you have a Ramai, you have a trickster, you have a swiper. So he comes in and he wants to say, anyway, so he can come and he can say, "Hey, look, we know the rule with the two swearings, and I get a free half of talus. So therefore, maybe he'll just walk in with no talus, with no right in the talus, grab someone's talus, and then say, 'Hey, I don't have less than half.' And technically, you could say that that might not be untrue, because he actually has nothing. And when you say you don't have less than half, it implies that there is something that you have, and that amount that you have is more than half. But it could also be that, no, you just don't have anything. I don't have less than half. I don't have a quarter. I don't have a third. I don't have 10%. I just have nothing." Good. So that's technically possible. And therefore, to prevent such an untruth, we have him also swear that he does have something, and that solves that problem. The Rambam and the Tur, however, as they explain, don't have this second shavua of having something. They just assume that people aren't going to be untrue in such a serious matter. The Rama adds here at the end, Shnayim shayu chalukin al gag shal besam. Two people who, let's say they're neighbors in an attached queen's house, let's say two next door attached queen's houses, and they share a roof, and they split the roof together. And there's a certain object on that thing, and they say that, "Oh, that whole thing is mine." And they both say that. Then Hareyu Kiushneim Tovsim Bovachokin. That's a similar case. It's basically a Kenyan Chatzer. And therefore the two of them both they both will swear and split it like we just saw. Welcome everybody to the world of Shnayim Ochzin.